CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari on demand, and this is all for your convenience. You listen anytime on demand.
You can listen anytime on demand. We're talking about smells today.
Yeah, the type that come in like a bottle that you spray on.
Yeah, like an actual, more of a scent. Scents and smells.
We also had a little recorded message left by Jerry Shears, boss man.
That has made my entire week.
It's a game changer.
It is honestly a game changer. Big news.
Melanie from Lifeblood. Talking about Lifeblood teams. We had Alex. He wants to be part of our Lifeblood team.
Yeah, I just forgot. Oh, typical me. I forgot what our team name is. It's like your local radio family.
Your family is usually,
Or Adam and Ari.
If we are going to take on Chile in a team, I happen to know that they're getting a new announcer soon.
We've got the scoop, but we can't say anything.
Well, we probably can on demand.
Because either of their stations have mentioned anything, and I don't want to actually be like a...
But the guy mentioned it on his Instagram.
What is it when you share secrets? Well, whistleblower. Does that count?
Yeah, we talked about it. We did mention Edward Snowden this morning. Ari comparing herself to Snowden there.
No, I'm saying you were about to be that, not me.
Does that
count, though, as a whistleblower?
It could, sort of. It's not really whistleblowers blow the whistle on. But
okay, well, but on a small scale.
Yeah, he did mention on his personal Insta page, so I don't know. But he didn't say what station he's going to. But, we happen to know they're getting a new announcer soon.
Yeah, we've got the intel, and I cannot wait to give him a buzz and say, mate, Crocs won't slip off now.
Yeah, and
Crocs are probably frozen.
Yeah.
Crocs are probably shrunk.
Shrinkage in the cold climate. That's what happens.
Do you think?
I think it's a scientific fact.
It's going to be fun.
We had Claire and Lauren from National Job Link looking for winter warmer donations this winter for people in need.
Need to get cleaning out the wardrobe.
Yeah, clean out my closet, as Eminem would say. But it's all here in the show, so have a listen. Tell us what you think.
Or not.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Now, did you notice this morning when you woke up, you were like, oh, I'm not freezing this morning?
Yeah, it was a bit like that yesterday too. It was the day before that was the frosty morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I definitely woke up and was like, I'm hot this morning.
Hot?
Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, three blankets on the bed, heater on. I was like, probably didn't need that much.
Let me ask you this. Are those blankets clean?
Yes, they are clean.
There you go. So.
They did, well, I mean, it's Wednesday. I did them on Sunday.
Ooh.
So I don't know if they're...
Ari, you've got to stop, baby.
I don't know if they're Maggie clean, but they're my clean.
Yeah, normal person clean.
Yeah, normal person clean.
Hey, coming up this hour, today in history, always a barnstormer.
Oh, stop it. I learned so much in that.
Who dat? You got to spot Lady Gaga from an audio lineup of three clips. Jerry's left a message here on the computer as well. We'll play that.
Has he actually?
Yeah, left some kind of message. And you had dinner at his house. You'll have to explain to me what happened as well, all the ins and outs.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure.
All the drama.
I'm also tired today, FYI, because of that.
Yeah.
Never plan things on a weeknight. Note to self.
And 5 second rule coming up too, so that'll wake you up. You'll be right. 5 second rule next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Ari and I like to challenge each other this time of the morning to say three things in 5 seconds.
Just to really wake up with you.
That's right. And you listening try and beat us, which is often not that difficult because we're very stupid people. Very stupid indeed.
No shame in that.
I ask you first.
Yep,
surely it's
on.
My turn to ask you first. All right, Ari. And you listening, can you beat Ari? In 5 seconds, please name three TV sitcoms.
Oh, yes. Seinfeld, The Office, and...
She run out. She done run out of time. Friends?
Yeah, I was thinking of Community.
That's one.
Oh, yeah, but couldn't think of the word. But that was the one that I was thinking. Oh, that's... I can't believe I didn't get that in time.
How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, there's so many.
Oh, there's heaps.
That's such a good one.
Eight Simple Rules
TV
for
shows.
Dating My Teenage Daughter.
That's a bit.
It's a good one. We should all remember it because it's good. We forgot about it.
I don't never watch that. Okay, Adam.
Yep.
5 seconds to Name three women's makeup items.
Foundation, blush, mascara.
He's done it.
I did do it just quickly. Just mascara just came to me real quick.
Well done. I am the champion. I'm proud of you.
I'm the champion of like the world probably.
I don't like peas.
Do you not?
No. They are a bit of a nuisance.
I think they're just an annoying vegetable.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM.
Camila Cabello, Ed Sheeran, CFM's Adam and Ari, 24 past 6. Ari, how'd you go last night? You stayed up right way late, sucking up to the boss, having dinner at his house.
Well, actually, I was hanging out with my friend, his girlfriend. She invited, got an invite from her.
How do you know her?
Oh, because we're friends. I just know her from like around town, you know, we're friends. Yeah, it was beautiful. Fishy Boy cooked us lamb, one of my favourite, like, love lamb. Served it all up, washed all the dishes too, just got to sit there and just like chill. I was like, thanks, Papa Jellyfish.
Did you talk about any goss?
We did talk about a little bit of goss, yeah.
Did you talk about me?
No.
I didn't come up at all the whole time.
Nah.
Oh.
Why?
You talk about the... Because I heard the news yesterday and people that listen to the show may have heard Hot 100 in Darwin because we've called them a couple of times.
Oh, my God, yes.
That Brent fella's come to Tassie.
Yes, oh, my God. I am so excited that a friend that we've met over the phone...
Against his will.
Against his will then be in Tassie and we can actually go become friends.
Yep.
Ask him about those Crocs.
Yeah, he's the guy that loves Crocs and he says they slip off because of the sweat.
Yeah, so I'm excited to meet him in person.
He says
he's from Tassie, by the way.
He says that Crocs are a form of contraception that they use in Darwin because they repulse any potential sexual mate.
Well, Crocs are back in now, so, I mean, maybe it will do the opposite.
Maybe, yeah.
Because they're now trending, so...
I believe he's bringing his Crocs with him. But anyway, yeah, Jerry, I don't know whether this must have been before this dinner, but he's left a message on the computer. He seems to think we're sad, by the way.
Oh, yeah, which is also why I think maybe they invited me over for dinner.
What?
I think it was actually more of like a check-in, like just checking you're doing okay.
Oh,
like,
did they ask that?
Yeah.
Did they ask you're okay? No. Oh.
I think it is like a, hey, just checking in with you.
I tell you, money affects it all. It makes such a difference having no money. Makes you miserable.
Yeah, we don't get paid till next week.
We've had to wait 5 weeks since our last pay, and our last pay was for 3 weeks worth. So I don't know how it works. But
so we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
And we get paid nothing as it is, by the way. Just because we're on air doesn't mean they pay us. They pay us nothing.
Adam is revved up this morning. Okay,
would you say they pay us a lot of money?
No. I do it for the love. Can you play the audio?
All right,
I'm intrigued.
This is a message that he left for us on the computer.
Hey, Adam and Ari, don't be sad. All will be well. Maybe just need some extra lines from me, like... I'll take off my shirt. Oh, my pants slipped off. Is that a thong? What up, dog? Damn, my nipples are hard. That should do it. Love, love, love.
They're all going to come in very handy for drops to use.
Oh, my God, that is so funny.
Yeah.
Is that his message? I honestly thought...
What up, dog?
Oh, my God, that is so funny. I've got
tears. Damn, my nipples are hard.
I've got tears.
Who needs money when you have...
Damn, my nipples are hard.
You know?
Oh, my God, that's so funny. That is so... You guys are so strange sometimes. I love it.
Don't put me in the basket with...
Damn, my nipples are hard.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Well, you can have something just like that.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, go and get it. It's whinging to me. Coldplay and Chainsmokers.
It is time to play Who Dat. We are looking for Lady Gaga. Do you think you can pick Lady Gaga out in an audio lineup of three, A, B, or C? C for what is it, Adam?
Rabbit.
C for rabbit. There we go. Makes no sense whatsoever. If you can indeed pick Lady Gaga in the audio lineup of three, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 Jensen's Quality Metalworks Flu Clean and Wood Heater Assessment voucher and a $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meats. The number's 1-300-655-922.
Yeah, we're talking double prize there. All right. Here's your three clips. This is A. Is this Gaga?
I was drunk and this guy asked me for a selfie. And I was like, no, thank you. No.
Is it B?
As you can see, I just am a little bit different.
Or is it C?
I had never been in front of television cameras before and I just completely froze.
A, B, or C, which one is Lady Gaga? We'll go again. Is A?
I was drunk and this guy asked me for a selfie. And I was like, no, thank you. No.
B?
As you can see, I just am a little bit different.
C.
I had never been in front of television cameras before, and I just completely froze.
1-300-655-922. Call it and tell us which of those three clips is Lady Gaga. Adam and Ari on CFM.
Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Devonport's hit music station,
107.7 CFM.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Someone to you. We're doing the Lady Gaga challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Robert from Ulverston on to play Who Dat. Robert, would you consider yourself a big Lady Gaga fan?
Not really, no.
Not really, but you think you know her voice?
I think so, yeah.
Alrighty, we'll see how we go. We'll run the clips for you and you tell us which of these three is Lady Gaga. Here's clip A.
I was drunk and this guy asked me for a selfie and I was like, no, thank you, no.
Clip B.
As you can see, I just am a little bit different.
And C.
I had never been in front of television cameras before and I just completely froze.
Robert, which one's Lady Gaga, brother?
Is it B?
As you can see, I just am a little bit different.
It's not, I'm afraid. That's Juliette
Robert,
Lewis.
No!
Thanks for playing, Robert.
Thanks. Cheers.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
It's Kermit.
It's, what's the name, sorry?
Kermit.
Kermit? Kermit. Like the frog?
Yeah, that's it.
Kermit, mate. We've narrowed it down to A and C. You tell us which of these two is Lady Gaga. Here's A.
I was drunk and this guy asked me for a selfie. And I was like, no, thank you, no.
And he's C.
I had never been in front of television cameras before, and I just completely froze.
Which of those two is Lady Gaga, Kermit?
I'm going to go C.
I had never been in front of television cameras before, and I just completely froze.
Kermit, let me ask you this. Even before we knocked out B, were you going to say C?
I was, yeah.
Mate, you were right from the beginning. That is Lady Gaga. Yes, mate.
Oh, well done. Good job.
Clip A was Jennifer Lawrence. What's he in the draw for, Ari? She's playing on a phone.
I'm just...
Righto, buddy.
Kermit, let me tell you what you're in the draw for. Ari's playing on a phone. You're in the draw for $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flu clean and wood heater assessment, plus a $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meats, mate. Stay there and Ari will take your details if she's ready.
Yeah.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
You're not singing along to the theme tune.
Trying not to laugh. Yeah.
Let's have a look at today in history. It's the 9th of June today, Ari. Can you believe that? Get the Christmas shopping done.
Oh,
have
my
you
God,
Easter?
I can't believe it's the 9th of June.
Easter's almost here. Easter 2023. Be here soon.
More importantly, my birthday on Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday. Oh, my God, wrong day. You've thrown me off.
How are we supposed to know your birthday when you don't even know? On this day in 1822, you'll be happy to know, false teeth were patented by Charles Graham. So
thanks, Charles.
Cheers, Charles. Do you think you'll need falsies when you're older?
Probably.
I wouldn't even know. I haven't been to the dentist since I was like 17.
Well, that's probably why you're going to need them.
See, there's no bananas downstairs and you were like, oh, you could have an apple. And I was like, my gums bleed every time.
Oh, do they actually?
Yeah.
I think you need to go to the dentist.
Bit of a bloody mess when I try and eat a,
stop it.
An apple. But yeah, it can be quite a scene. On this day, 1934, Donald Duck made his film debut in the cartoon The Wise Little Hen. Happy birthday, Donald.
Happy birthday, Donald Duck. Papa Tones, my stepdad, he can do the Donald Duck.
Can he?
Can you do it?
Perfect!
I can't do it.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here's one. On this day in 2013, Edward Snowden publicly made his identity known as the leaker of the NSA documents.
His name is Edward Snowden. He's an American former CIA employee and computer technician. Today he came out as the leaker of classified NSA documents that spell out a secret surveillance program.
Ooh.
Yeah, the US government was spying on people's phones and doing all kinds of illegal stuff, and the one that got punished was Snowden, not the government. So now Snowden lives in Russia and has done ever since.
Not the government.
Yeah, that's how they treat whistleblowers.
Okay, not yourself.
In a free Western democracy. And on this day, speaking of freedom, in 2019, over 1 million people protested in Hong Kong over proposed new extradition laws to China in one of the largest ever city protests. Shortly after this, a strange virus mysteriously spread from China upon the world and everyone forgot about it. That's history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
G'day. What up?
What up, dog?
Boss man Jerry there.
Oh, that's literally the highlight of my week. Highlight of my week.
Damn, my nipples are hard.
Jerry, please.
Stop it, Jerry.
Stop, Jerry.
Boss man.
Coming up this hour, we're talking to Melanie from Lifeblood Taz about Lifeblood teams and how you can get competitive with your blood donations.
Mm, we like a little bit of competition, don't we?
Remember that time you tried to claim you weren't competitive? I still remember that to this day. One of the all-time great Adam and Ari episodes when you made that joke.
Yeah, when it comes to fitness, I'm not competitive because I know I'm not going to win.
Word Sanger, another way to win with that. Also, stay with us because after 8 o'clock, we will have another one of those $100 Woolies gift cards.
Yeah, so splash just quietly, the cash.
Just quietly, don't tell anyone or they'll call up too. So, dog news on the way too. And next, we're talking about what's your scent? What's your go-to spray? What do you spray on in the morning?
Yummy.
Is it a Lynx Africa? Is it a cologne? Is it a perfume?
Perfume all the way. Mmm, delish.
Do you just bathe in a bath of perfume? If you do, give us
100%.
A call. Because you're weird. We want to hear from you. 1-300-655-922. We'll get to it next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Go spinach.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, we're on the same page.
For once.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Ziggy Ziggar is right. Absolutely. Correct, Spice Girls.
If you want to be my lover.
On CFM's Adam and Ari, it's 14 minutes past 7. We're talking spray. What's your go-to spray?
What do you spray on? I love smells. Nice smells. So good. Anything Marc Jacobs. Like, honestly, I know it's been such a long time since they've come out and, like, that range was, like, popular. Mm. Anything from Marc Jacobs. I just love it all.
That's what you wear?
That's what I wear.
When you go through the international airport, do you get duty-free Chanel No. 5? Because I thought that's what all girls do.
No.
Oh, that's what I've heard.
No, I go straight to the vodka.
You can get both.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to carry a lot, and I want to be able to carry the alcohol.
Chanel No. 5, very small.
Yeah, but don't want to mess around with that. Straight to the vodka.
I've got two colognes I wear. I like a True Religion one. It's sort of citrusy. Mm. Smells pretty good. And I've got a Dolce Gabbana light blue for men, which I've had for over 10 years, and there's still heaps left in the bottle, and I spray it constantly.
You don't use enough of it, that's why.
No. I've been criticised before for having two sprays. I've switched to one spray. I don't have anything like sprayed today. I forgot, but
same actually.
So if you're thinking, oh, I can't smell it, you don't spray enough.
I was like, I can't smell anything.
I haven't sprayed anything, but I've sprayed two, especially with the True Religion. I think it's a bit stronger than the Dolce Gabbana Light Blue. Mm. But when I spray it more than once, I've been criticised too strong.
Up there in my traits of a man that I'm going to marry, smells. Oh, yeah. The nice smelling man. Oh,
what about a man covered in Lynx Africa?
Lynx Africa, I think I'm like haunted from like boys' change rooms, but they're not haunted because I flash back.
When have you been in the boys' change rooms?
You know, in school, like when
you've been sneaking in there.
Back in the day,
you snuck
when
in,
I was the same age.
Yeah.
Not as an adult.
No, I know,
that's
I know.
Weird.
But I never knew of any girls when I was in high school sneaking into the boys. What? How many boys were in there?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you can't count how many. That's how many. What were you doing in there?
No comment.
Were you kissing or what?
No comment. But Lynx Africa at the time. Oh, it was delicious at the time, but I think I'm now scarred.
I've never liked spray can deodorants. Ugh, they smell horrible.
Yeah, but at the time, at school.
No.
You just walked past the boys' train and it was just like, smells like my crush.
You walk in it.
I did walk in it.
What are you doing in there? We need to get to the bottom of this story. What were you doing in that change room? And how many boys were there in there?
No comment, Adam. No comment.
But anyway, Wendy has commented that she uses the Dolce & Gabbana light blue. I assume the women's version. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know what one's also really good?
What's that?
Hamish and Andy have a fragrance. It's called Andy by Hamish, a smart casual fragrance for men. And it is really nice.
Have you smelled it, have you?
I have.
Is it easily available, that? Where would you find that? Where have you smelled it?
On my ex has it. It's a
he
very,
has it?
Yeah, it's a very nice smell. I don't think you can buy it anymore, though. I think it was like a limited edition.
Yeah, for a radio beast.
Might be able to buy like a secondhand one on eBay or something.
Maybe we should be creating scents for each other on this radio show. Do you think?
Where do we go create a scent?
Do you think they have it in their budget here?
Turn up the music. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922. It's about damn time. I'm
gonna have faith. Gotta have faith like a dog. All right, Ari, some vets have put out a bit of a warning. While most of the country shivers through the latest cold snap, vets are urging pet owners to keep their fur babies warm. Freezing temperatures are aggravating arthritis in cats and dogs across Australia. All across the country, vets are reporting a doubling in case numbers compared to the summer months. Dr. Naomi Boyd, a sports medicine veterinarian and physiotherapist from the Small Animal Specialist Hospital, told Yahoo Dog News Australia, they're asking questions about them being stiff in the morning, not wanting to walk as far, or noticing new injuries that pop up and things like that this winter.
Mm-hmm.
What she's been seeing. I think you could see an uptick in arthritis cases across the population of about 50%.
Wow.
According to Vet West, arthritis is an extremely common condition that affects up to 1 in 3 cats and 1 in 4 dogs. It's a degenerative joint disease, which can affect animals as well as humans, obviously, and occurs when the cartilage at the joint between bones erodes and weakens. It's the result of ongoing wear and tear and instability in the joints and can not only affect a pet's mobility but also their quality of life. They don't sit there and watch TV or catch up on Netflix. Well, sometimes. I've seen them do that.
You put a doggy show on.
You put that Harry's practice on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
At the TV, for sure.
But according to Dr. Boyd, they don't do that. They've got to be able to get up and be silly and run. If a dog or cat can't move freely, you're taking away one of the main ways they experience joy. So movement is incredibly important and managing pain incredibly important. Lee Davidson from Your Vet Online told Yahoo Dog News Australia, you might notice that after lying down in one spot for a while, and especially when they're cold, that they tend to be a bit slower to get moving, and they might appear lame, holding up a leg, and just not appearing as sprightly as usual. If you notice that they seem sore or can't walk in the morning, but by the evening they're looking much freer, that's a sign that they may be suffering from arthritis and you should have them checked by a vet. So there may be heightened signs of arthritis this winter due to the Arctic blast.
Get your doggies checked.
Get them checked, and then all will be well that ends well.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog.
I just want a dog like a dog.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
On the phone right now at 1-300-655-922 is Kathy with a traffic hazard to report. How are you going, Kathy?
Yeah, good. I just wanted to let you know there's a couple of Dobermans running around on the Bass Highway at the Haybridge roundabout and they've got no road sense at all. I'm really worried they're going to get hit.
Oh, no!
If you could put it on so that people can go and get them.
Yeah. Like, so a couple of Dobermans on the Bass Highway at the Haybridge roundabout?
Yep.
And they're just
and
sort
just,
of...
they're running around following cars and they've just got no
idea.
Oh,
that's bad. Yeah, so... if you have Dobermans in that area, they could be loose. Also, if you are driving in that area, drive extra safe. There's a couple of Dobermans and they don't sound like they're being too street safe. They're chasing cars and stuff, so just keep an eye out as well. Appreciate that, Kathy.
No worries, thank you.
I don't like peas.
Do you not?
No.
They are a bit of a nuisance.
I think they're just an annoying vegetable.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM.
Two of the greatest mysteries known to man. Who built the pyramids? And what was Ari doing in that men's change room? I suppose we'll never know.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Adam. All right, it's time to play Word Sanger. Theo, our word machine, will give you two words. Do you think you can guess correctly the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger? If you think you've got what it takes, give us a buzz on 1300 655 922. If you get the word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. Love a good plant.
Or a plant. Whichever you prefer, a plant or a plant. Phone number again, 1300 655 922. And our words are what, Theo?
Your words for today are power and shorts.
Ooh, power and shorts.
Yeah, so there's something in the middle. Power something, something shorts.
Power and shorts.
Power something.
Ooh, whatever could it be?
Power something, something shorts. Do you know the something that goes in the middle to make up that word, Sanger? If you do, give us a call, 1300 655 922. This is 5 seconds of summer. We're Adam and Ari. G'day, how you going?
G'day.
Yeah.
How are you?
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's Hit Music Station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Quarter to eight, and we are doing the Word Sanger Challenge.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Shannon from Smithton on the line to play Word Sanger. Just before we play, our survey question today, Shannon, is what spray do you use? Or do you go El Natural, no spray?
Just Rexona.
Rexona?
Yeah,
that's a classic.
Nice.
That's
good choice. And how about like a perfume?
I've got probably... I reckon I've probably got 10 different ones, and I just use one if I feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
If I'm going out somewhere, probably.
Yeah, it's good to have a range and options and, yeah, go with the feel of the night. All right, Shannon, Theo, the word machine will give you the words, and you give us that middle word. Let's do it.
Your words for today are power and shorts.
What do you think goes in the middle, Shannon?
Is the word board?
The word for my Sanger is board. Power board. Board shorts.
It is.
Well done, Shannon. You are in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Great. Thanks so much.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, joined by Melanie from Lifeblood Tasmania once again to talk all things blood donation. Today we're talking teams. So, Melanie, tell us about Lifeblood Teams. What's it all about?
Lifeblood Teams is a way for friends and teammates and colleagues to create their own group within an organisation and actually come in and donate together.
Right, and what are the benefits of it?
Well, it's all about community and friendship and having a little bit of healthy competition. We have some teams that will compete against other teams, and they can check their tally page on our website and see how many donations they've actually had. So they can look at, you know, one donation equals three lives that they've saved. So there's a little bit of healthy competition there amongst our teams that we have in Tassie. We've got over 2,000 local teams in Tasmania, and nationally we've got over 22,000 teams. So it's a really good way to come in and donate and give the gift of life.
Wow. So how do you know where to start with creating a team? Just go straight online?
You can go online. You can head straight to lifeblood.com, and there's a section on our website called Teams. And we also have a support line for Lifeblood Teams. We've got 1300 886 524 is our support team that actually support Lifeblood Teams.
Right. And then what's next?
So they go on. You either go online, pick the name that you want, then that gets approved, or you speak to someone over the phone. Once that team name is then approved, then you appoint a champion. And a champion within a team is someone that obviously sends out correspondence to the team and tries to find new members to link them into group donations.
Kind of like a champion leader.
That's it. And we communicate with those champions. So I'm one of two account managers here in Tasmania, and we communicate quite often with our team champions. And then they disseminate that information to their members within their own team.
Wonderful.
Cool. You do. You guys do make it fun. You get a key ring with your blood type. You get snacks. You get to find out where your blood's going.
And challenge you can, some teammates.
Yeah, you can put a team together and make it a bit competitive.
Absolutely. And we've got, at the moment, we've got the emergency services challenge going on at the moment. And that's for all of those emergency service workers. And it's quite competitive between the police, the SES, the ambulance service. So, yeah, we do try and make as much fun as possible. It's, you know, all about donating and giving the gift of life.
Yeah, we heard about the emergency services drive. I'm not sure if it was you or Leanne that told us, but we did say we want an update. We want to know who wins that.
You will definitely hear who wins that. It is such a hotly debated topic, and the tallies are checked every day from our members. So, yes, we can definitely let you know who wins.
You know what we need to do, Adam? We need to challenge the other radio stations in the state.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Get a bit of rivalry going.
Yeah, Chili, we're coming
challenge
for you.
Chili. Challenge Chili. Watch out, Marie. We're coming after you, mate.
Can't wait. Yes, please. Bring it on.
Oh, my God, I'm actually doing this.
Thanks so much, Melanie. It's Melanie from Lifeblood Tasmania. Just quickly, where can people go if they want to donate?
We've got four donor centres in Tasmania. The two local ones are Burnie and Devonport.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Melanie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
G'day, Ari. I'm still... I'm struggling to get over the bombshell that was dropped earlier that you were
sneaking...
At school, you were sneaking into the boys' change room.
Yeah, well, they were pretty good-looking boys.
Boys, plural. How many boys were in there?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago, Adam. I was a teenager and I was just like, I'm in love and you all.
They were all just dangling there, were they?
No.
What happened?
I don't remember. It was a long time
you
ago.
You remember. Don't give
discussion
me that.
Over. My mum's listening.
All right. Coming up this hour, it's a big, big hour. We've got to pack a lot in here. Claire and Lauren are going to join us from National Job Link in Devonport. They're going to talk to us about the Parent Next program. They're looking for donations of winter warmers.
Mm, so it's time to clean out your closet.
Yes. So it'll go to a good place as well. You can get rid of all those clothes you don't need or blankets.
Yep, true.
And it goes to a good place. Everyone wins. Ari, you got a TikTok report for us?
I do have a TikTok report coming up shortly relation to pregnancy.
Whee!
So, should be interesting.
Chorus Kings as well. Call and sing for your chance to win. And birthday shout-outs coming up very shortly. So if you know someone having a birthday today, get it registered at cfmtaz.com.au. But next... We're doing
it? We are. Let's do it. All right, we've got a $100 gift card to Woolworths to give away. You know the drill. What is your favourite local Tassie-made product at Woolies? Give us a buzz right now, 1300 655 922. Woolworths proudly supporting Tasmanian producers. It's great when it's from our state.
Yeah, there's a $100 gift card up for grabs. I just want some new ones. No Duck River, no Ashgrove Maize Bowls, and no Blue Banner Pickled Onions. We've had them.
Yeah, we have had them.
Other
we need to keep
three.
Going through the list.
Absolutely. 1300 655 922. Pick up the phone quick.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Go spinach.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, we're on the same page.
For once.
Call 1300 655 922.
Giving away a $100 gift card to Woolies right now to the first caller through who gives us a Tassie-made item at Woolies. Hello, who is it?
Maybelle,
how are you going?
Good.
Maybelle, what's your favourite Tassie-produced item at Woolworths?
Better milk.
Oh, that's definitely on the list.
Hey, Maybelle, do you like just regular flavoured milk or do you prefer like a chocky or a strawberry?
I like all the flavours.
All the flavours. Just love better milk.
I like the honeycomb crunch.
Oh, hey. Naomi, honeycomb crunch, delicious. If I didn't have to have soy milk, oh, so good.
Guys, you've got a $100 gift card to Woolies for calling up and saying that, so you can spend $100 on $100 worth of better milk.
Yay!
Yeah. Maybelle, Naomi, you sound so excited about that.
Well, we
go
for the milk.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, congratulations, guys. We've got your details. We'll send you a text message.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. I've got a feeling I'm going to be all right. Call 1-300-655-922. It's about damn time.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Sounds were turned off for the birthday book, but let me tell you, they were great sounds that you didn't hear. Birthday book, We got shout outs. Happy birthday. Submitted through the website, cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw. $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. Quick.
A huge happy birthday to Olivia from Sprayton. Happy 12th birthday to my bestie since kinder. Have a wonderful day. Love, Miller.
Crystal Riley from Devonport. Happy birthday, Crystal. From Floyd, Ronnie, Kendall, and the best uncle in the world.
Annabella from 7320 Bernie. Happy birthday, Annabella. You're a great friend. Love from your secret admirer.
Rylan Dawkins from La Trobe. Happy 12th birthday, buddy. Have the best day. Love, Dad, Mum, and Macy.
Lincoln from Devonport. Have a very happy 5th birthday. Love, Mum, Dad, and Lincoln.
Crystal from Devonport. Happy 16th birthday, Crystal. Have a great day. Love from Grandma.
Shay Parker from Port Sorrel. 16 years ago, you became the first granddaughter in the Barker clan and have been the best granddaughter niece around. Love you, sweets, Auntie Trin and Poppy Shells.
Britt Green from Havenview. Happy birthday, Mum. Hope you have the best day, considering you get to have Chinese for lunch. Lol.
Ooh.
Thank you for all you do for us. Lots of love. Nakana, Rachel, Georgia.
Spud from Penguin. Happy birthday, Spud. Hope you have a good day from Sam, Belinda and the kids.
Greyhound Lucas from Somerset. Happy birthday, Greyhound. Love, Mum and Dad.
Rylan from La Trobe. Happiest of birthdays, Rye. Have a great day. Love, Mum, Dad and Macy.
Greyhound Lucas, would you believe it, from Somerset. Happy birthday to the Greyhound. Have a good day. From the WB boys.
Dawn from Devonport. Happy, happy birthday, Dawn. Have a fantastic day. Love, Prue and Simon.
All right, that'll do us. Ari's got a TikTok report next to make it up to you. See you then.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
It's time for your TikTok news by me, Ari, reporting live from the studio with Adam. TikTok of four best friends who got pregnant at the same time goes viral.
At the same time?
Four best friends pregnant at the same time.
Did they do it on the same night?
Well, who knows, Adam? Who knows? But that is honestly best friend goals. But they went viral twice. Not only did this happen once.
Right.
They've done the magical thing again, and they've got pregnant all at the same time.
Again. Twice. All
for
four.
The second time. Honestly, first time around, what a fluke.
Yeah.
Second time, they must have a schedule.
Or it's the Lord or something.
Yeah, they must have a schedule. These four best friends managed to pull off literally every mother's dream. There's nothing better than going through life with your best friends. Now, we know best friends kind of change. Your friendship groups change when, you know, some have kids, some don't have kids. You know, some are getting married. Then, you know, you're going to do mum groups. And then your kids, you know, are friends with their kids. But they're all together because they're all the same age.
They can have the four beds lined up and hold each other's hands and help each other through it. They
can
all do the labour at the same time.
Oh.
And film that, put it on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, that would probably definitely go viral. The video has reached over 1.5 million likes on TikTok. The TikToker is Maddie Castellano, and they're just living their absolute best dream. So, yeah, they've been able to do this twice, not just once. All the kids, obviously the first round of babies, have started to grow up and become friends. They do absolutely everything together, and they get to go through it all. Another time. Like, I'm in shock. Like, I really need to know their schedule, how they planned this out. Like, four. Not just one and two or three, but four.
Send them a message. Ask them.
We might have to, just, like, flick them a DM. Just like, how did you actually do this?
Yeah.
Literally every mother's dream. Four best
friends.
There
you go. Maybe the kids will grow up.
So, if you could have, because I know you've got some best friends in Hobart.
Yeah.
So if you had three other people to have a baby at the same time as you, who would you choose?
Well, that's not going to be relevant to anyone. No one knows who they are. But Spiro, Alex, who else? Someone else. Put me on the spot there. I don't have any other friends. Yeah. I hate the rest of them.
Yeah, okay. Didn't even put me in there,
Sean,
but that's
maybe.
Fine.
You said in Hobart.
Yeah, I know. I don't like peas.
Do you not?
No.
They are a bit of a nuisance.
I think they're just an annoying vegetable.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM.
John Butler Trio on CFM's Adam and Ari.
Yeah, of course.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
We want you to sing it. To become a Chorus King, all you need to do is finish the chorus. We'll give you a line. Call up 1-300-655-922-22 and finish the line. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. They are indeed local, just like us.
Here's the line.
I'll be there when the light comes in. Just tell them we're a survivor.
We need the next bit from you. 1-300-655-922. Come on, you know it.
I'll be there when the light comes in. Just tell them we're a survivor.
What up, dog?
What comes next? 1-300-6...
That doesn't come next.
No, that's wrong. Incorrect, Jerry. Sorry. 1-300-655-922. Do you know the next bit? We'll go again. One more time.
I'll be there when the light comes in. Just tell them we're a survivor.
Need the next bit from you. 1-300-655-922 to be a king.
I've got some good. Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
How you going? I'm ringing up to play the chorus.
Absolutely. Who are we speaking with?
Seb Turner.
Sorry, what's the name?
Seb Turner.
Seb Turner, was it? Seb Turner, you still there?
Sebby.
Seb Turner, no, we've lost him.
Oh, no.
Hello, CFM, who's this? Hello, CFM, do you read us? Hello. Oh, what's going on with these phones? Hello, CFM, who's this?
Hey, hey.
Who's this?
It's Mel.
Mysterious Mel, are you going to have a sing today or are you scared?
Yeah, I'm going to have a sing. Why
are you
not?
Sure you're not scared?
She's not sure.
Oh, sorry, what did you say?
She just wanted to make sure you weren't scared.
Oh, no, I'm never scared.
Okay, good, never. Let's do it.
I've definitely heard you're scared. All right, Mel, we're going to give you the line. You take it from there.
I'll be there when the light comes in.
Mysterious Mel, so mysterious.
Life is a highway. I want to ride it all night long.
Yeah, she's done a great job. Did you hear her? That's one of her best performances. Let's check the tape.
Life is a highway. Oh, she has done it.
Melly.
Mysterious Mel, you've done it.
Melly.
You're in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics.
Yay!
Well done, Mysterious Mel.
We've got your details tattooed on our skin.
Yeah, we sure do.
Thanks, Mel. Next up, we're speaking to Claire and Lauren from National Job Link Devonport. They're looking for winter warmer donations for people in need this winter.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Good morning, it is CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're joined by Claire and Lauren from National Job Link in Devonport. G'day guys, could you give us a rundown of what National Job Link is, what you do?
Yeah, so good morning. So National Job Link is a non-for-profit organisation that is owned by the community and it caters for a diverse range of participants from all walks of life to help them support them through their employment and education pathways.
Cool. And tell us about this Parent Next program you have going on.
Hi everybody, I'm Lauren. So one of the contracts National Job Link delivers is a Parents Next program, which helps eligible parents to plan and prepare for their future by empowering parents and supporting them on individual pathways to pursue career or education related goals, whatever that may look like. Parents Next is a program designed to support parents in a range of supports tailored to their individual needs. Eligible parents can join our Parents Next program and receive personal and confidential support with our mentors until their youngest child turns 6.
So at the moment you're asking for people to donate winter warmers like clothes, blankets and tinned food as well?
Yeah, so our amazing parents within our Parents Next program have organised a volunteering opportunity that is aimed and tailored to support people in need this winter with donations from our local community. So National Job Link are currently taking donations of items of non-perishable foods, winter warmers, blankets and sleeping items from our local community to help support this winter warmer drive.
So if the community would like to get behind this and donate, where can they drop the items off to?
Yeah, so we're currently accepting donations from today through to the 24th of June and we're hoping that if people from the community can drop it off to our National Job Link office in Devonport, which is level 2, 57 Best Street in Devonport.
And what time are you open?
So we're open from 8:30 until 5 o'clock, Mondays till Fridays. We're not open on public holidays. So anything along the lines of like sleeping bags, blankets, dressing gowns, anything that you have in your cupboard that you haven't used for like 10 years, things like that, things that would help people in need this winter that are maybe really needing the support.
So if you're thinking of cleaning out your cupboard, which I actually currently am planning on doing, so this is so exciting for me, literally get it all in and maybe even dry clean it to be nice.
No, so that is one of the, so during this volunteering program that we're currently doing, our parents are actually going to help Lauren and I dry clean all of the clothes, then prepare, fold and put them into little parcels and distribute them to our local organisations.
Oh my God, it makes it even easier to go through your wardrobe and donate these items. Again, that's to Level 2, 57 Best Street, Devonport, from 8:30am to 5pm, Monday to Friday, except public holidays.
And if someone is in need and they want to reach out, how do they reach out?
Yeah, so they can reach out to National JobLink on our contact number, which is 6424 7668.
Perfect. And can you find those details as well on your Facebook page or online?
Yeah, on our National JobLink website. We also have a Facebook page, or even just pop in, have a chat with Lauren or myself for the Parents Next program, or to find out what other programs National JobLink offer.
Claire and Lauren from National JobLink in Devonport, thanks for coming in and thanks for the important work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We look forward to the community support.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
G'day, it's Thursday. You got Adam and Ari for us,
yeah? Yeah, good morning.
That's the way. Today we're talking about what's your scent, what's your go-to spray.
I love a good smelling, like, cologne. When it wafts past, you're just like... What are you wearing?
Yeah, it's
tell
got
me the details.
All kinds of science in there to get your hormones get running.
So delicious.
What is it called? Pheromones, all that stuff. Shannon from Smithton earlier said...
Just Rexona.
Rexona?
Yeah,
that's a classic.
Nice.
That's
good
a classic.
Choice. And how about like a perfume?
I reckon I've probably got 10 different ones and I just use one if I feel like it.
Shannon sticking with the classics. Rexona, I'll tell you another classic, Old Spice.
I'm on a horse.
Old Spice is a classic, and of course, Lynx.
Mm.
I don't know if it's a classic.
I'm really not a fan of Lynx.
You're not a fan of Lynx Africa at
it
all.
It stinks.
Yeah, but were you a fan?
No, never.
Growing up?
No, no, no.
You were never a fan.
Never really likes aerosol deodorant in general.
Did you hang out with gals as a teenager?
Oh, yeah.
Were you friends with the girls, or did the girls want to like chase you around and like, they're falling in love with you?
Mostly falling in love, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
And you didn't wear Lynx Africa?
I sort of peaked in grade 7. I was very popular in grade 7, 13, okay, when I was 13. Yeah. The girls did like me when I was 13.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't remember having an aerosol can.
Of Lynx Africa?
No.
Maybe the other boys were spraying it and some got on you.
Yeah. Well,
the ad is all wrong.
If you're just standing in a boys' change room at school, you'd get some on you.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I probably had enough on me from that.
But, what was the equivalent? Impulse.
Yeah, okay.
Impulse for the ladies, as us as teenagers.
Yep.
Smash the impulse.
Mm. I'll tell you what I hate on a lady. Jasmine. I can smell.
You don't like the scent at all.
No, if a lady walks into a room wearing jasmine, I can smell her as soon as she walks in the room.
Why is that?
You know, you were talking last week about washing that you forget to put up and it just stays in the washing machine.
Yeah.
Seriously, Ari, you've got to stop, baby.
That smell is what jasmine smells like to me.
Wow.
Like just stinky. It smells, ugh.
Yuck.
It's like my coriander. Like I think it smells different to me than it does to everyone else.
Yeah, I think it must, surely.
But I'm very sensitive to it. So, big room, someone walks in wearing jasmine. I'm like, she is wearing jasmine. I can't breathe. I'm going to be sick. On the way, Macklemore, Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits. Adam and Ari.
Never wear jasmine.
Yeah, not in this enclosed studio, please.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Tate McRae there on CFM's Adam and Ari.
The Northwest Coast biggest ever.
footy tipping competition.
Yes, not too late. There's still a chance to win a share in over $30,000 in prizes.
Including that brand new 2022 Volkswagen Polo, players. To imagine driving around in that. All you need to do is literally just enter your details. Just register for your chance to win that brand new car at cfmtaz.com.au. But there's cash.
Yeah, if you are a good tipper, you are rewarded too, don't worry. $100 at the end of each round goes to the top tipper of the round. So there are rewards for being a good tipper.
There are. So tonight, Port Adelaide against Richmond.
Yeah.
Who did you tip, Adam?
Oh, I think I've gone Richmond.
Have you? Damn, I've gone Port Adelaide.
Yeah, where you from?
Well, I forgot my password, but...
Where is Port Adelaide? Is that near Adelaide?
Well, yeah, it's just Port of Adelaide.
It's the port. Surely they could have had a South Australian team from somewhere other than Adelaide, couldn't they? Where's somewhere in Adelaide that you think should have a team?
Somewhere in Adelaide that I think should have a team.
South Australia, sorry, not Adelaide.
I was like,
yeah, somewhere in where in South Australia should have a team? What's the next biggest apart from Adelaide?
I don't know.
You don't know your own native South Australia?
I don't know. We've already got two teams.
Yeah, but I just
mean... Hang on, let's not talk about Adelaide. Let's get Tassie a team first before Adelaide decides on getting any other teams.
No, I just mean let's replace Port Adelaide with somewhere that's not Adelaide. That's what I'm saying.
But it's Port Adelaide and then it's Crows.
Yeah, I understand.
But I guess it is Adelaide Crows.
Adelaide and then you've got Port Adelaide. It's like...
It's just always been like that,
why
though.
Why does Port Melbourne not have a team for their port? That,
yeah, okay, let's look at Melbourne then, Adam. Let's look at Hobart.
I need to know. Where's the second biggest place in South Australia other than Adelaide? Do people do
I
they
don't know.
Is there a Launceston to their Hobart? You know what I mean? Is there a You know what
no,
I mean?
No, I don't know. I've never thought about it.
But you must.
Why are you making me look silly again?
You must know areas.
Yeah, I know areas, but like I don't know where like the biggest. I'm just getting a map up.
Is there anything other than Adelaide in South Australia?
Yeah, there's like Mount Gambier and stuff.
Mount Gambier. Port Power. And now Mount Gambier.
I don't know if that's big enough.
Mount Gambier, yep. Port Power and now Mount Gambier. Everyone, you heard it here first. We're going to make it happen. But, yeah, I'm going with Richmond. They're a little higher on the ladder. I think they're a slightly stronger team. The betting odds are in their favour as well.
Gambier's pretty small.
Well, it'll do. That's whatever. But I'm going Richmond, you're going Port. We'll see how we go. That's tonight's game, so get your tips in. cfmtaz.com.au. Brian Adams next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Go spinach.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, we're on the same page.
For once.
Call 1300 655 922.
We're done for the day. It's been a sprayy kind of day.
I would have gone, it's been a smelly day. No, that's not right.
See,
either.
Nothing wrong with sprayy, is there? See? Sprayy.
It's been a sprayful day. It's been a scentful day.
I think sprayy. I think I had it correct straight spray-y. Away. So, yep, cheers for that. Thanks. Cheers. Cheers.
Well, I'm ready to go sniff some scents.
Yeah, we just had Mickey in here during the music asking her what her favourite scent was, but she did comment on the Facebook page too, CFM Devonport. She said black opium.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Is it?
It smells so good.
Yeah.
Very popular.
She likes a Delta Goodrum.
Like, I actually went and thought, I'm going to go buy one, and then I was like, monthly pay. Can't.
No way. No luxuries. In fact, can't even eat. Black opium, but she also said Delta Goodrum and Dream or Marc Jacobs Daisy as well.
Yeah, Marc Jacobs Daisy. Do love that one.
A long time ago, I had a J-Lo one for men.
What? I don't even know that she made men's cologne.
It came in this weird little crystal and you took the lid off. It wasn't that great smelling, to be honest. Compared with me True Religion and me Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue for men, they're both better than the J-Lo
one.
Have you
had any other one?
No, not cologne, no. I do have lots of aerosol cans that I've had for Christmas gifts over the years that I haven't sprayed too much of.
I have this thing with mum. Well, I should say my mum has this thing with, like, the family that usually either birthday or Christmas you get a new perfume or cologne and she always gets you the same one every year and it just keeps your stash, you know, Keeps it stocked up. That's it.
That Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue, I spray it all the time, so, and sometimes it's been my only cologne that I've had, and I can't believe it's over 10 years old. I've been spraying it.
I can't believe that you're not spraying enough. Not daily.
No, not that one daily.
I reckon 12 months, when I get a Marc Jacobs perfume, 12 months later, it's out.
Maybe you're spraying too much.
I do like to drench myself in it, for sure.
There you have it. Case closed. Mickey's next with the Workday Hits.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Oh, we do the intro and then I get so excited to talk about the show, but then I'm like, but you haven't heard it yet.
Exactly, yeah, don't
and
give it all away.
And then it's like, oh, I just gave it all away, but it, like, you could probably just listen to that bit and not the show.
It's a hook, so you hook, you got to leave the details out so they listen for the details.
Yeah, I can't do that because I get too excited anyway.
You got to work on your hooks.
Yeah, I know, I got to work on lots of things, Adam, thank you. thank you. How about the week we've had?
What about it? What have we done this week?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm really tired today. Yeah. Yesterday I was pretty tired. Today, pretty tired. Tomorrow, probably even more tired.
Yeah, well, Friday Live with the Grogans tomorrow, and I think we're having sales manager Mark Vernon on to talk about his bowling alley.
Oh, my God, Santa's getting groomed today. Yes, more money.
Is Santa at the doggy daycare or today? Or
no, I've got to take her to the groomer. She's getting a bit of a trim, and then she'll be at doggy daycare tomorrow.
She's going to look all fancy and nice for the other doggies.
Account. Oh, God.
Prancing around. Oh, look
at
me. I've been groomed.
Less money in my bank account today.
Yeah, don't we all?
Dang.
I wish they paid us.
Well, we do get paid. We just don't get paid till next week. Who gets monthly pay?
But also, I don't understand. It's been 5 weeks since the last pay, and that pay was for 3 weeks of work. So it's just like, how is anyone surviving and buying bowling alleys? But
savings. I don't have savings. We're millennials. It's because they're old. They're not a millennial.
They might be Gen Xers.
I forget that Gen Xers exist. Yeah. I just go straight from boomer to millennial.
Because, yeah, everyone's annoyed at boomers because they sort of bought up the earth and then charged us an extortionate amount of money to buy it back off them. Didn't they? The world was really cheap when they bought it all up and now they sell it to us. For a highly inflated price. Thanks, boomers. The boomers are the generation of the 60s where they're all hippies and be like, nah, man, you don't need money, don't need a job, don't wear shoes.
But then they all had money.
Smoking pot. And then they went and got jobs and they bought up everything and selfish. Fact.
Do you think so?
Oh, I think
they just had a hard life.
They've been accused of, no.
Like, hard life is in their parents.
Had the hard life.
So then they were brought up harshly.
Nah.
Does that make sense?
Their parents had to really earn, had to fight for every dollar, had to, you know, really earn every loaf of bread.
Yeah, but it's in their, they grew up with that mentality in the household.
Yeah. Or did they just go, I don't want my kids to have to deal with that, so, you know, I'll earn heaps. And
well, they also have that mentality because they don't want their kids to go through, hang on, which kid, I'm getting confused now. Too much. Should we turn the mics off?
Let's turn them off.